Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Hershberger moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to third for the out. Towards third, Kenworthy fields it and throws to home to get Hershberger. Duncan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney scores. John moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odom for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom fires to first and picks off Wagner. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 1 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John bunts towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. McNerney scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Wagner moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berry out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Bando moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Duncan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-2 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNerney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 3 in the game. Odom strikes out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 4 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Dick Kenworthy. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNerney is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hershberger bunts in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. John Donaldson pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Bob Locker now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. Bando moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Dick Green. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Donaldson now playing second base. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 4 in the game. Odom strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 4 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Donaldson makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Donaldson. Cullen moves to second. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McNerney is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Bob Locker. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 5 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Monday steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Bando strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-5 in the game. Alomar bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-5 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Monday chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Donaldson. Donaldson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Donaldson. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves all the way to home. It's 4-2, White Sox. Diego Segui now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Held goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-5 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to home to get Davis. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McNerney is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Cullen scores. There goes McNerney trying to get to third. Monday throws the ball into Bando, who tags McNerney for the out. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Diego Segui. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.